This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Campaigning for the EU referendum in Britain has been suspended after a member of parliament was killed in an attack in northern England. The Labour MP Jo Cox was shot and stabbed outside a library where she was meeting her constituents in West Yorkshire. She's the first serving British MP to be murdered in 25 years. A 52-year-old man has been arrested. An eyewitness, Clark Rothwell, said he shouted "Britain first" during the attack.
It sounded like a car backfiring. So as I turned around to look, what the noise was, I heard a woman screaming, and then a guy bent over a woman. I could just see a leg sticking out, what looked like a gun in his hand. He then proceeded to shoot again on the floor. She was crawling about, trying to get away. The other two women with her were wrestling to try and pull this guy off. He then wielded a knife towards these, so these two then backed off properly. The words I heard him say was, "Britain first," or "put Britain first." He shouted at least twice.
Our political correspondent Rob Watson had this to say about the possible motivation.
I think there's still considerable confusion because despite that eyewitness accounts, there have been other eyewitness accounts which in a way muddy the waters whether she absolutely, definitely was clearly the intended target of her attacker. So I just think, given one's experience of covering these sorts of events, that one has to be incredibly, incredibly careful to draw conclusions.
President Obama has challenged the Republican-controlled Congress to rise to the moment and pass gun control legislation. After meeting relatives of those killed in the mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando on Sunday, Mr. Obama said US politics had conspired to make it easy for a terrorist or a disturbed person to buy powerful weapons.
I'm pleased to hear that the Senate will hold votes on preventing individuals with possible terrorist ties from buying guns, including assault weapons. I truly hope that senators rise to the moment and do the right thing. I hope that senators who voted no on background checks after Newtown have a change of heart. And then I hope the House does the right thing and helps end the plague of violence that these weapons of war inflict on so many young lives.
Brazil's tourism minister, Henrique Alves, has resigned a day after being accused of corruption. He's the third minister to leave President Michel Temer's interim government after being implicated in the scandal engulfing the state oil firm Petrobras. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court released testimony by a former Petrobras executive, Sergei Machado, implicating 20 high-profile politicians, including President Temer. Mr. Temer and Mr. Alves have both strongly denied soliciting illegal campaign donations. Zambian police say 18 Somali migrants have died after being smuggled into the Democratic Republic of Congo inside a container load of fish. A Zambian police commissioner, Hudson Amichila, said the truck stopped just inside the Congolese border when the migrants banged on the container's walls to alert the truck drivers that they were suffocating. World News from the BBC. Mali has appealed to the United Nations to bolster the peacekeeping mission there to combat an increase in deadly attacks by Islamist militants. The Malian Prime Minister, Modibo Keita, told the UN Security Council that the deterioration was a threat to all nations in the region. A bill being considered in the Colombian Congress proposing harsher sanctions for members of the Assembly who don't show up to work has passed a key first hurdle in record time. A committee endorsed the bill 2 days after a debate on the proposal was cancelled because not enough legislators had turned up. The cancellation prompted outrage in Colombian social media. The bill will now go to the wider Assembly. The US city of Philadelphia has introduced a tax on sweet fizzy drinks, despite a multi-million dollar campaign by the beverage industry to block it. Health advocates say sugary drinks cause obesity and diabetes. Critics say the tax would fall disproportionately on poorer residents. Scientists have launched an international mission to reveal the secrets of the deep North Atlantic Ocean. The Atlas project, involving research institutions around Europe and North America, will spend 4 years exploring unknown ecosystems. With more details, here's Victoria Gill.
The Atlas project will launch 25 research expeditions to a dozen deep sites throughout the North Atlantic. Scientists will use sensor-laden submersible vehicles to explore ecosystems more than a mile beneath the surface, and they'll measure the changing ocean currents that directly affect our climate. Mineral deposits found in the last 20 years on the Atlantic Ocean floor have already raised the possibility of mining there in the future. The aim of this ambitious project is to understand the life and dynamics of the deep sea before we exploit it.
And in the latest match of the Euro 2016 football tournament in France, Poland have held Germany to a goalless draw. The result means Ukraine, who lost 2-0 to Northern Ireland, are eliminated. In the day's other match, England scored a last-minute winner to beat Wales 2-1. BBC News.